With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Donald Trump both heading to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mr. Biden's visit to Brownsville, where border crossings are down, is nothing more than a photo op.
Why would he go to the 29th ranked hotspot? Because he doesn't really want to see the reality. We tried to explain it to him. The National Border Patrol Council themselves call President Biden's visit, quote, too little, too late.
Meanwhile, former President Trump will be 300 miles away at a state park that is at the epicenter of a standoff between Texas and the federal government over enforcement. Also at SRNNews.com, a wildfire spreading across the Texas panhandle has become the largest now in state history. Authorities say the Smokehouse Creek Fire grew to nearly 1,700 square miles of scorched rural ranch lands and destroyed homes. The fire has merged with another blaze and is 3% contained. Forecasters say a Pacific storm packing powerful winds and heavy snow is headed for parts of Northern California, up to 10 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. More Americans applied for jobless benefits last week.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits rose by 13,000 to 215,000 for the week ending February 24th. Despite the increase, layoffs remain historically low, even as more high-profile companies have announced job cuts this year. In total, 1.9 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended February 17th, up 45,000 from the previous week and the most since November.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow losing 124 points, the NASDAQ off 15. This is SRN News. America becoming two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the healthcare system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
The Utah House has killed a bill that would have banned teachers from using their position to promote or disparage certain beliefs. This means that Utah teachers will be free to display LGBT flags and other social, political, or religious imagery. The Republican-led chamber shut down the proposal over its vague language. This is SRN News. The leader of Hamas is capitalizing on the number of Palestinians killed so far in the war with Israel. We have the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Large numbers of dead Gaza civilians are not without benefit to the cause. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that terrorist Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar told his cohort to negotiate a ceasefire that heavy civilian losses generate sympathy for Israel's enemies within the international community. Seeing the strategic and tactical benefits of collateral damage, it becomes a simple matter to justify non-combatants, including young children, as human shields. During the Israel-Hamas war, thousands of Gazans have died as Israel tries unconvincingly to destroy Hamas. The Wall Street Journal predicts that once the war ends, Sinwar himself will surface and claim victory for the Palestinians. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.